This is just one of the teams that went. And look at the people they affected. This can only happen, let's say it together, because of those in this church family willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. And we do it because it's about changing people's lives. How about Allies for Angels Ministries that helps those in this community that are mentally or physically challenged, as well as their families? This can only happen because of those in this church who are willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. Are you catching on to the idea today? How about times like when we fill the warm house barrel out here in the entryway so that they have food to give people in this community? That can only happen. Why? Because of those in this church who are willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. How about the benevolence fund, whom whenever we come up for communion, people lay money on the railing or else they designate it on their check in the offering. That pays electric bills, that buys people food, that buys gas for people who may need to go to hospitals or to doctor's appointments. Guess how that can happen? It only happens because people in this church are willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. How about times like Wednesday's Spark, when all the kids show up after school before their parents get home from work? And they have a safe, fun, learning environment to be a part of. This only happens, folks, because of people like you who give their time and their talents and their tithe. How about the Prayer Shawl Ministry? Many of you may not know about the Prayer Shawl Ministry. They made, I think they told me this morning, Mavis, 150, 135, 140 prayer shawls. Many of you have experienced this ministry when you have been ill. And a prayer shawl is put around your shoulders. And you're reminded that that prayer shawl represents this church and all the prayers and the love of this church. And people have told me how powerful that is, how they can feel God's presence when they wrap that shawl around their shoulders. And they know they're not alone in their battle. Guess what? They just snap their fingers and those shawls come together. No, they spend hours making those shawls. Shawls. That's hard for me to say for some reason. It takes people giving their time and their talents and their tithe. We can't forget our prayer warrior ministry that Katie talked about in her insert, the stewardship moment this morning. What a tremendous support in times of rejoicing and in times of need. Again, it can only happen because of those in this church, now don't get lazy on me, say it with me, willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. How about the United Methodist Men who help people with small projects when they can't do it themselves? And they're also helping with a bigger project right here behind the church. Our new playground is coming up. This can only happen, just to remind you, it's right up there on the screen, because of those in this church willing to give their time and their talents and their tithe. How about the fact that we have so many youth in this church that they can't meet in the youth room, and they are laughing, and they are having fun, and they are learning how to live as Christians in this church? And then they choose to rake your leaves. And then they choose to go out and rebuild churches and homes. Folks, that is powerful, powerful stuff. Youth, would you, if you're here, would you please stand for us? And I want everybody to turn around and see the youth. Look at all of our youth. Earl, you better put some supports underneath that.